Chapter 11. The Accidental Vortex. Pinkie Pie and Rainbow Dash had almost completed their arduous slow-motion trudge to the castle when time suddenly decided to speed up again. The two ponies slammed against the heavy front door as if they were being pulled against it. Rainbow reached out her hoof to try to pull it open, but it wouldn't budge. The ponies were trapped like bugs on sticky paper.
"Look!"
Pinkie Pie shouted in an impossibly high-pitched voice. She pointed her hoof back to the town and chattered super fast.
"Everypony's rushing over to the castle! I wonder why! And all the stuff for the games is flying over, too! How loony-roony is that?"
Rainbow could hardly believe it, but Pinkie was right. It appeared that every pony and everything was headed straight for them. From game pieces and decorations for game night to teacups and carrots, nothing was safe from the strong force of attraction to the castle. What in Equestria was happening here? Inside, the winds were picking up. Furniture from every area across the castle was now being pulled in the direction of the room. Spike hung on to the doorframe with his claws, his body horizontal. His little feet dangled in the air as he gripped tight.
"Are you two going to do something or just stand around staring at each other?"
he yelled over the cacophony of clangs and crashes.
"Because my claws are kind of full!"
"Yes!" Twilight's mind was racing. She was trying to think of any loopholes that would stop a vortex that she could remember from her books. Of course, Twilight had never actually been in one before this, so nothing was really coming to her. She looked to Starlight Glimmer. Her student was just as much of a wreck as she. "How did this happen?" "I was trying to solve Moon Curve's spell for you," Starlight hollered, a pained look of embarrassment on her face. "I must have messed something up."
"You were what?"
Starlight shook her head. "I knew you were worried about the hyper boosts in Ponyville, and about game night, and about Comet Tail's curse. I just wanted you to be able to relax."
"That's very sweet of you, Starlight."
Even after all of the madness, Twilight was touched that Starlight would go to such lengths to impress her. "Sometimes every pony needs their own space to work and be creative. When I found this secret suite, it had everything I needed, and I loved being alone in here. It even felt like it had this special energy. But I don't get why you had to hide it from me."
"For the same reason you sent me away to spend time with Sunburst,"
Starlight Glimmer shot back, almost laughing. At this, Twilight began to blush. Starlight was right. She'd done the exact same thing to her student. They'd been staying away from each other. If they hadn't, they could have avoided this debacle.
"Because having time alone makes time with friends even better," Starlight said, putting her hoof down. "And that's the real way to enjoy friendship, not with a spell. Didn't you teach me that, Twilight?"
"Yes," Twilight beamed with pride.
"I did."